You're great, isn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And David and Nathan together with you. He really he recognized what I was talking about, right?
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Michael.
I just want to be the boss. Come on, boss. Yeah, boss. Yeah.
There
you go.
And I'm coming out.
You must have turned it out. Should I continue my saying?
I
just got myself a little old Mercury and been coming down there a little old Vancouver and shot a rod out on the pavement and then skidded out in the gutter and fell in the sewer and couldn't get it, so I pulled it out with my big lips. Yeah, baby.
Don't tilt the moon.
I'll say it, please.
Don't tilt the moon, Noni. What should I do?
What have you to say, Michael? Say something. Go.
What is it?
I can't say it.
Verse contest here on
the
table.
All right,
go ahead.
There's a verse in my mouth and verses in my heart. We place the dirty sight, O Lord, where I can write and redeem your Psalms 19:14.
Very good. That was
Romans
19:14?
Psalms 19:14.
Jake, can you maybe say Malachi 4:1 or something like that?
Malachi 4:1, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proudly and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts.
That.
Leave them neither root.
That it shall leave them neither root nor branch. How about you saying Titus 2:11, 12, and 13?
For the grace of God
that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. How about you? Get a verse?
Are
you saying 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52?
Behold, I show you mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52.
Do you know any verses?
Yes.
Go ahead and say them.
Romans 3:23, and come share the glory of God.
Romans 3:23?
Yeah.
You know a verse?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
I have another verse.
I don't know the reference.
Go ahead and say it.
We love because he first loved us.
That's
small.
What is that, Jake?
1 John 4:19.
Okay, he knows the reference to that one.
And I know the verse.
How about 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17, and 18? Each breath.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. To the other part, too, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Jake? How about Proverbs 13:11?
Wealth can neither make thee shall be diminished.
But
he that gathereth by labor shall increase.
How about you, Julie? Can you say anything?
John 3:16. I said that.
She's just smiling into the microphone. She thinks this tape player records smiles.
Can you make some noise? Sniffle a little bit. Anybody else here have a verse they would like to get into the pot of verses? Anybody else? How about Proverbs 3:33, Jake?
The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Proverbs 3:33.
How about Proverbs 15:3, Beach Ball?
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
How about Ecclesiastes 12:1, Jake?
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Anybody else here have a verse they would like to contribute?
I have a verse, but I don't know the reference.
Go ahead and say it.
I will sing to the Lord, I will say, oh, raise it to the Lord, the God of Israel.
That must have been Psalm something or other, right?
Judges.
Judges? Okay.
I can try maybe the 23rd Psalm.
Would you like me to say a verse real fast?
Yes.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28-29, Daniel 12:2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt.
Some
to shame and everlasting contempt.
You are wrong.
I do. How about 2 Peter 3:10, Beach Boy?
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10.
Okay, now, but your turn.
I don't know another one.
How about you? I know you know verses.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead and say one. Say a proverb.
Proverb?
Yeah, say a proverb.
I don't think I know one.
I
don't
know
one.
Proverbs
1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7.
They know a lot of them.
Yeah, we have verse contests every night, and the winner always gets
maybe
money or a prize.
Or a leg room.
I don't know what verse it is, but the first graders don't have very many verses.
Maybe you should work out a deal at home. You can have verse saying contests in order.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, who yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither.
Okay, what was that? That was Psalms?
It was Psalms 1, and that was some verses.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Is that the one?
Yeah, we learned it.
Oh, you've got to get yourself a good KJV. That's the only pure word of God. If you want a sharp, piercing sword, you've got to quote the King James. That's the one you should learn your verses from.
We have SOL required to have
NIV. Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
That's just so they can keep it all the same.
Maybe at home you could sneak the pure word of God underneath your bed and hide it there and meditate on it day and night. Because that's what these guys learn. They learn all King James verses. If you memorize the pure word of God, you'll find you'll be able to memorize it real easy.
I think they use NIV because it's easier for like the first and second graders to understand.
That's what they say, but you know that's not true. Because you can see these tiny little kids here, they know probably 50, 60 verses. And they're all direct quotes from the pure KJV word of God.
Can they understand it?
Oh, yeah. You know, they can understand it. Well, let's put it like this. Whatever they can't understand of these verses, they would not be able to understand it in NIV language neither, because that's what I'm here for. I'm supposed to teach them what that means.
Yeah.
Such as, what's so hard to understand about the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just.
Habitation.
See, he corrected me. He had to correct me. Say it again, Beach.
The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the wicked.
Habitation of the wicked?
Habitation of the just.
All right. How about Ecclesiastes 12:14?
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.